Welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, the show that brings you man-on-the-street interviews, celebrity guests, and groundbreaking research. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. I'm general dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko, and thank you for joining me today.
The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the other great shows that previously aired, log on to dentallyspeaking.com. Or iTunes, keywords Dr. Kvitko or Dentally Speaking. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Thank you so much for joining me. This is episode number 391. I hope everyone had a wonderful 4th. It's the nation's birthday, I guess. And hey, while I'm at it, I want to wish my mother-in-law a happy 86th birthday. Happy birthday. All right. Hey, today the show is going to be 10 common reasons people say they hate the dentist. And of course, I'm going to respond to all 10. And I thought I'd make it a free-for-all. So if you would like to call in and tell me why you hate the dentist, the number is 459-9769. Okay, so feel free to pick up the phone and tell me what you think, because this is one of those topics that is always, in the background of most people's mind and foreground of some. And I thought, you know what, we should just confront it, talk about it, and maybe we can work through it. Hey, if you want to watch the show, instead of just listening to it, you can go to Ustream TV. That's ustreamtv.com. Scroll all the way down to the bottom, click on Watch, then search for Dentally Speaking. And by the way, also, every show we've ever done is archived at dentallyspeaking.com. So you can go there and search for whatever show you'd like to hear again, your favorite show. Since it is show number 391, if you're a new listener, you missed a few shows, so you can go back and listen to the others. All right, so, and also, if you are new to the show, if you're one of my new listeners, keep in mind that in about 10 minutes, you'll be given a chance to win free flowers from Weistember Florist. And that's because we do a Dr. Kvitko question of the day each week. That comes up usually at about 7:40, 7:42, somewhere in that range. All right, so as I mentioned, it is the top 10 reasons or 10 reasons why people say they hate the dentist. The number one reason that I can think of is people don't like getting a shot. I don't like getting a shot, they say. Well, you know, I think if you tuned in a couple weeks ago, maybe 3 or 4, we talked about how there are different size needles that we can use. And if we use this tiny little needle, you don't feel it as much. But there's something else that I wanted to mention here, and that is, you know, we've been around on this earth, humans have been around on this earth for, I don't know, millions of years, I think we think. And it's only been in the last 169 years. So 169 years ago is when local anesthetic was invented, discovered, invented, whatever, 1846. So just think of how lucky we are to have been born at a time when we actually had a way to control dental pain, to numb a person before we ever touch them for whether it be a filling, an extraction, root canal, even a cleaning for some people that are really, really sensitive. So when I hear people say, you know, I don't like the shot, I'm thinking, you should just be happy that we have a shot. I don't know if you've ever thought about it that way, but really, 169 years ago, you know how when you were in school, they had the timeline, you know, up in the top of the chalkboard, and it had the Jurassic period, and it had all of the different periods that the Ice Age and so on. And then it's millions of years, so 169 years would just be the dot of a pencil, a sharpened pencil, just a tiny, tiny little time frame there. All right, another one that I read, and by the way, some of these came from what is called the Redhead Chronicles, just to make sure that I tell people where I get my sources. All right, so this woman wrote, when the dental hygienist asks you a question and you clearly can't answer because their hands are in your mouth. She writes, really, trust me, I'd love to talk to you about my brother's love of duck, which is somewhat strange if you ask me, considering his former loves were Big Macs and turkey sandwiches, or the fact that I'm taking a semester off from college, which you probably think is extremely lazy of me, but I can't. You inserted your gloved hand down my mouth cavity, and I can't speak around it. And I get that. And we do. We dentists and hygienists do have a habit of asking people questions when our hands are in their mouth. But guess what? We can pretty much understand you. I don't know, it's called dental ease or something, where we can tell, maybe it's by the number of syllables or what your mouth is trying, the shape your mouth is trying to make the words. But for the most part, we can understand you. And I don't think you would want us to ignore you just because we're afraid you can't answer. I understand it is kind of awkward though, so, you know, it is what it is. And I do enjoy speaking with my patients, and you'd be amazed at how much we can actually understand. All right, the third one is drooling after the dental appointment. And by the way, that only happens with the lower arch. You don't typically drool with the upper arch because that does not numb your tongue, doesn't numb your lower lip. And of course, with gravity, saliva kind of pools on the bottom arch. And if it's going to leak out, that's why, because it's down there. So, and you know what? Again, we can't do anything about that, but think again what I said about just the notion of how lucky we are to even be numbed, because years and years ago, like 170 years ago and earlier, it was no pain control whatsoever, just grin and bear it or scream or whatever. Didn't they used to put like a rag in somebody's mouth so that they wouldn't injure themselves when they were biting down hard? So we really do have it pretty well, and I guess you could always plan your dental appointments to be such that you don't have to be anywhere right afterwards if you know you're going to get numbed, and then you wouldn't have to worry about drooling. You could just go and if you lay down with your head back, you won't drool. It's true. It's true. All right. So the next thing would be people write, I don't like the numb feeling. So they don't like the shot, they don't like drooling, they don't like trying to talk with our hand in their mouth, and they also don't like the numb feeling, that prickly feeling, and you know, I don't really like that either, I really don't, but there's two things you can take home about this one, which is, one is that numb feeling tells you you're numb and should give you that peace of mind of knowing that you're not going to feel it, you're not going to be sore, you don't have to be white-knuckled, and then of course, the notion again of how lucky we are to even get that feeling. We really, really are. It's if people would think of it that way, I think a lot of these other hates would go away. You know, it's true. So, I mean, just think of how life would be without being able to numb people. I mean, oh my goodness, that would be awful. Our dental health would be terrible because people would avoid going. We would have more infections and abscesses, and it just feels like it would be caveman days all over again, or cavewoman. So, all right, so we've covered four of them. The next one, let's say, is, oh, here's one. The shot makes my heart race. These are all needle-based, aren't they? Sorry about that, but that's what I'm reading that people are writing. So the shot makes my heart race. That one came up the other day at the office. Somebody was telling me how the reason they don't like the shot is not because they mind the needle, not because they mind the feeling, but the feeling they get after being numbed. Well, that one's very simple. Most of our anesthetics have a vasoconstrictor in them. Usually it's epinephrine, but there's another one called neocobrafin. And what that is it's called local anesthetic for a reason. We're just numbing that area, that localized area. And so in order to keep that one area numb, we need to keep the blood vessels constricted so that the anesthetic isn't carried away by the bloodstream and now it's no longer in this localized spot. However, there is this kind of anesthetic called carbocaine. You might want to write that down, carbocaine. And it can be used with no vasoconstrictor whatsoever if it's in a 3% solution. So carbocaine comes in two forms. One is 3% plain, no vasoconstrictor. The other is 2% with neocobrafin as a vasoconstrictor. Now, neocobrafin does not give people that edginess like they get with the regular anesthetic, because the regular anesthetics have epinephrine in them. It's just basically adrenaline. So that's what makes your heart race. That's what makes people feel a little bit uncomfortable. Not everybody, but if you're one of the ones where you get that racing heart and that uncomfortable feeling. Some people say I can't breathe, or I feel like I can't breathe. It's probably that. And by the way, that goes away in about 10 minutes and it's not dangerous to you, but it's unpleasant. And so if we can use the carbocaine in one of those two forms, the 2% with neocobrifen or the 3% plain, we'd be happy to do it. Okay, so, okay, keep that in mind. So far, we've covered reasons that people don't like the dentist, or hate the dentist is the word we're using, is they don't like getting a shot, they don't like the numb feeling, the shot makes your heart race, and trying to talk with our hands in your mouth. Oh, and drooling after a dental appointment. Okay, so, as I mentioned, we do Dr. Kavitko's question of the day each week, but before we do, we'd like you to listen to this.
This station will not be held liable for any contesting during Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kavitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household, prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. This station cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kavitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final. Smile like you mean it.
And now it's time for Dr. Kavitko's question of the day.
And like I said earlier, if you call and win, you're going to win free flowers from Weistember Florist. They'll be delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. All right. And the number to call when it's time, haven't given you the question yet, but I will. But the number to call is 459-9769. So let me just tell you the question. The question of the day is, which of the following is a reason people hate the dentist? The needles dentists use are too small. That would be A. B, it's easy to talk with their hands in my mouth. C, I love drooling after a dental appointment. Or D, none of the above. All right? The winner receives free flowers from Weistember Florist, delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. The number to call, 459-9769. That's 459-9769. So go ahead and call now.
Stay tuned to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko.
At Dr. Kavitko & Associates, a lot of people ask us if we're accepting new patients. They know we've been in business for 34 years and assume we're not. Well, guess what? They're wrong. We do accept new patients. After all, if we're doing our job correctly, we get our patients healthy, so all they need are routine exams, cleanings, and the occasional filling or two. That leaves us free to take care of you. So yes, we do take new patients, and we would love to take care of you, your family, and your friends. Give us a call at 614-262-9588 or go to drkavitko.com.
Dentally Speaking is his talk show. Dr. Kavitko, let's go!
Yeah! Hi, I'm Johanna, and I've been a dental patient at Dr. Kavitko & Associates for over 10 years. I would really recommend Dr. Kavitko for your family's dental care. They're friendly. They're always there to help me. I feel like family when I walk in the door. It's clean. It's comfortable. Even if I have to bring my kids, they have a great playroom for them. I know when I'm with Dr. Kavitko, they are taking that extra time to make sure that I'm going to be the healthiest I can be. They've been great. I love them.
Call Dr. Kavitko & Associates today, 614-262-9588.
Estás escuchando Dentally Speaking con Dr. Kavitko aquí en su estación favorita, Sandy 95.
Oh yeah, baby, when I see you smile, smile at me.
All right, we're back. We're doing Dr. Kavitko's question of the day. The question was, which of the following is a reason people hate the dentist? Is it A, the needles dentists use are too small? B, it's easy to talk with their hands in my mouth? C, I love drooling after a dental appointment? Or D, none of the above? We have callers on lines 1, 2, and 3. Let me just roll the dice. Let's go with line number 2. Who's that? Is that Becky? Hello?
Hello.
Hey there. Is this Becky?
No.
Linda? Okay, I got mixed up as to who was online too. All right, Linda, do you have an answer?
D.
D, that's correct. None of those. So, Becky, what do you do for a living?
A pharmacy technician.
A pharmacy tech. Okay, cool. All right. Well, thank you so much for listening. Stay on the line, and we'll get the information to make sure you get the flowers, okay?
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Take care now. All right. Well, my producer is getting that information from her. Let me just go ahead with more of the 10 or more reasons why people hate the dentist. And also keep in mind that not now because he's on the phone with Linda, but later you'll be able to call in and give me your reason for hating the dentist if you have one. Okay. So here's one. This is from the Redhead Chronicles. It says, because I really want to waste 30 minutes to an hour of my time just so people can poke me, prod me, and otherwise get on my nerves. Well, you know, it does take a little bit of time to actually clean your teeth or take care of your dental health. And I was thinking about this. I don't think it's a waste of time, because I think everybody understands these days how important good dental health is, good oral health. And I was also thinking, I've seen people getting their hair done, women getting their hair done, and the hairdresser is like yanking on their hair, you know, pulling it. Looks like it's going to come out of the roots. And yet, I don't hear women complaining about that. So I don't know if it's the same or not, but I think we all understand that it's a benefit, something that we should do. So don't think of it as a waste of time, is what I'm trying to say. Okay. This person wrote, all the dentists speak. She said, all doctors do it. So you know what I'm talking about? For instance, she's got a problem with her lower T12. We're going to have to ostracize it and cross-counter the white balance so as to prevent problems in the future on that bicuspid. She's like, what? Speak English. I'm right here in the chair. Also, what am I? A computer? A piece of hardware? You know, I get that. The only thing is how else are we going to talk to each other? How else are we going to explain what the heck we're doing? I actually do a pretty good job, I think, of not having too much technical talk. So for instance, when we start dental school, the first thing they teach us is that the gums are called the gingiva. So it's gingivitis, right? And then when we graduate and then we go out in the world and start working with patients, I went back to calling it the gums, because that's what people know it as. So I do my best to kind of keep the dental ease down as much as I can. But then when I'm referring to things, when I'm talking to another medical professional, I have to go back to using the dental speak. And it's funny because there are times when I'm actually talking to my dental assistant. I don't really intend for the patient to understand what I'm saying, but they think I'm talking to them, so that causes that miscommunication. So, sorry about that. All right, another one is the scraping tools. It says, I just hate that feeling of hard metal grinding against my teeth. Who doesn't? Is what this person wrote. Well, you know, there's obviously something to that, and I get it. I don't know that, I mean, I don't mind it that much, but it's not my favorite thing to do when I'm the patient. However, we do have the ability to numb people for every procedure. I know that sounds odd, but I do have several patients that I numb even for their dental cleanings, because the feeling of those instruments or just the whole procedure just drives them batty, and they don't want to sit there through it, so we sedate them or numb them. We can do either or both. Okay, so there's a way around that. And I don't think any of these should be enough to make a person avoid dental care. You know, I think if you're avoiding dental care because of some of these, you probably have other reasons for avoiding dental care. Could be just plain fear. Could be fear of the cost. People worry a lot about the cost, and sometimes that makes them stay away. But what they don't know is when they stay away, that's when the cost actually goes up, because by the time you come in, now you need a root canal, which is $1,200 instead of just a filling, which is maybe $100 or $200. Okay, so let's do one more before we go to our break. This person wrote, when they put those instruments in my mouth, scrape and come up with some previously consumed snack food residue, they wince, I wince, and it's just altogether an awkward experience, and I feel an invasion of my privacy. It says, you shouldn't need to know all that I had to eat yesterday or days prior. I get that. It is kind of embarrassing, you know, when you think you've cleaned your teeth thoroughly. And, you know, a lot of people do that before coming to make sure that everything is comfortable. And clean, so that there is not that embarrassing moment where it's like, okay, well, we just found yesterday's lunch. But it's probably a good thing that we found it, because then we can explain to you that, hey, you're missing this spot. Didn't get this with the brush or the floss. Let's find out why the food's getting stuck in there. Sometimes it gets caught because there is a gap that shouldn't be there, whether a piece of filling has come off or the teeth have shifted due to clenching, or the filling doesn't completely close the space and allows food to get in there too easily, called a food trap. And if that's the case, we need to correct that, because getting food caught on a regular basis can cause a periodontal pocket, a gum pocket. See there, I'm giving you the real word, gum. And that can cause you to lose bone and eventually lose the tooth. So it's actually very important that we know if there are any food traps. All right, so when we come back from the break, we have, let me just count here, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 more things to cover where people have said they hate the dentist. And by the way, 459-9769, if you would like to call in and tell me why you hate the dentist, you're welcome to do so. Okay, we're going to be right back, so don't go away. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, and we'll see you after the break.
This is Clark Kellogg. Stay tuned for more of Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
Sie hören zu einer Rede über zahnärztliche Sachen mit Dr. Kvitko hier an Ihrer beliebtesten Station.
Here at Dr. Kvitko & Associates, we are intensely dedicated to providing the absolute best dental care. The word mediocre isn't in our vocabulary. We just won't take shortcuts. Isn't that what you want in the person you trust with sharp objects in your mouth? Of course it is. However, people tend to assume high quality means expensive. But guess what? We're more affordable than you think. Our fees are about the same as one of those chains. But with us, you get our 34 years of experience and our unwavering commitment to quality. Discover for yourself. Call us at 614-262-9588.
Hi, I'm Dominique Reigert. Like what you hear? Why not use the Dentally Speaking Show to promote your product or service by becoming a sponsor? Call 614-262-9588 to learn how. That's 614-262-9588. Call now or send an email to drkvitko@aol.com.
When it comes to the overall health of your teeth, trust the experience of Dr. Kvitko & Associates. From dental cleanings and exams to restoration, dental implants, and pediatric care, Dr. Kvitko & Associates can give you something to smile about.
There's a lot of places out there that offer discount dentistry, but at Dr. Kvitko's, he actually takes the time.
See what Dr. Kvitko & Associates can do for you. Conveniently located on High Street in Clintonville, call 262-9588 or online at drkvitko.com.
I'm Grandpa, and I go to Dr. Kvitko, and I still have all my teeth. Real ones. Where's my glasses?
Whenever I see your smiling face, I have to smile myself, because I love you. Yes, I do. And when you give me that pretty little pout.
Hello, I'm Dr. Kvitko. This is Dentally Speaking. We are doing show number 391. If you want to access podcasts of this show, every show we've ever done is available at dentallyspeaking.com. All right. And if you'd like to go to my office Facebook page, which is Dr. Kvitko & Associates, and like us, that would be very nice of you to do. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, it's at Dr. Kvitko. And then I've been reminded on occasion that Kvitko is not exactly the easiest word to spell, name to spell. So let me just spell it. It's D as in dog, R-K, so Dirk, V as in Victor, I-T-K-O, D-R-K-V-I-T-K-O. That's how you spell Dr. Kvitko. All right, so we are talking about the reasons that people hate going to the dentist or hate the dentist. We started off with 10, but I have a feeling we are above 10 or will be by the time the show's over. So the next one is, it says, and now, okay, attacks on my dental hygiene. People, the dentists or hygienists, they're always asking me, do you floss 5 times a day? Does your toothbrush get more action than you? Do you consider using fluoride a must? No. I'll be the first to admit that I don't floss, unless it's on special occasions such as Hanukkah, which I don't even celebrate because I'm not Jewish. By the way, I'm reading from the Redhead Chronicles right now. This is a woman that wrote this in. Touching wet saliva-covered pieces of string and pulling them between my gums is not my idea of fun. I don't even wear my retainer. How do you like me now? This woman's funny. So anyway, you know what? We know a lot of people don't floss, or most people don't, or they don't do it as often as they'd like to, or say that they should. But it doesn't hurt that we try, to get people to brush more often, that we try to get them to get their fluoride treatments, and that we We teach them how to brush, how to floss. And, you know, it's our job to make sure you know what it takes to have healthy teeth and gums. So, but I do get it. And by the way, we know if you haven't been brushing or flossing before coming, because we can see the red gums and we can see where you've kind of almost damaged your gums in trying to do some catching up, brushing and flossing before your visit. Here's one this woman wrote. When they tell me how small my mouth is because they always do this. She says, well, if my mouth is so small, then it should be completely understandable that I cannot reach those back two teeth with rotating gargantuan toothbrush. Now I can brush and brush my... Oh, she's talking about brushing away her problems with her brush. She'd also... Okay, so she says, I'm not entirely used to the fact that they are there, these back teeth, and she's worried about or wondering if she even needs those back teeth because she can't reach them to brush anyway. Well, obviously you need to keep all the teeth healthy just because they're hard to reach. In fact, I have teased people about, would you do really good at brushing the back teeth and just let the front ones go? That way it'll be easier for me to put fillings in the ones when you get the cavities, you know? Because it's also harder on us dentists to work on the very, very back tooth, but we've got to do it. So, and we're doing, you know, we're trying to do right by our patients. Now, here's a person who kind of talks about the earlier part about numbing and shots and drooling. This person writes, they always tell you this won't hurt. Sometimes they're telling you the truth, sometimes they're not. It's usually a 50-50 gamble between searing pain and a mild jerking feeling. But just in general, I don't like pain or inconvenience. Of course, if we have you numb, you're not going to feel either the jerking feeling she's talking about or the searing pain that she's mentioning. And I do I work really, really hard to make sure people feel neither of those. But, you know, it does sometimes go with the territory, and it is a white-knuckle time because you don't know if we've truly gotten you numb until we have worked, you know, started the drill, I guess, or started the clean. Okay, now, let's see. I only have about a minute or so to do what we are now calling Why in the World, the segment of the show. This week's topic, why in the world do people ask me to use x-rays that are 1.5 years and older? Okay, I just don't get that because think about it. X-rays are a snapshot, like a photo. It's a snapshot in time. So what it's telling me is what was happening 1.5 years ago, or 2 years ago, or 3 years ago, however old it is. That's all it's telling me. Doesn't give me any idea what's happening today, right now, with you in my chair. Now, I know that there's concern about radiation. I know there's concern about cost. But if you're asking for an exam and you want to know what's going on in your mouth, we can't use old x-rays. I've also used this analogy. If you were buying a house, and many of you have homes, condos, and things that you've purchased, you probably know that you had to get a termite report. The mortgage company required it. But they wouldn't accept a 1.5-year-old termite report for you to buy that property. It would have had to have been done in the last 2 weeks. All right? So give us a chance to really do a great job for you by letting us have current x-rays. The cost of an x-ray is so much less than the cost of a root canal. You know, it's just really, really, think about it. It just makes absolute sense. And I can promise you that the x-rays that, for example, I'm using, they are 1/11th the amount of radiation of the old style where the film was taken and then put in a processor and in the darkroom, and then the dentist would hold it up to the light to look at. All right? So please, please, please let me as your patient, as your dentist, take current x-rays so we can do a great job. All right, so looks like we're just about out of time. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Dr. Kavitko and visit my office Facebook page and like us. And next week, we're gonna cover 10 reasons why you want to bad habits for kids' teeth. We're gonna cover that next week. Be sure to join me next Sunday and every Sunday morning right here on your favorite station. Goodbye.
Before we leave, let me tell y'all a little something. Before we leave, let me tell y'all a little something.
This is Carly Red from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, the hit show on VH1. urging you to tune in next week for another exciting episode of Dentally Speaking with my dentist, Dr. Kavitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to dentallyspeaking.com to access full episodes of Dr. Kavitko's show.
If you would like to book Dr. Kavitko to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. Or send an email to drkavitko@dentallyspeaking.com. That's drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com.